Connie Lancaster James has worked as a resident psychologist on reality TV sets, including Love Island.
I think we're at a time when we really do need to review the kind of psychological welfare services that are put in place on a production.
I'm sorry, Joe. Congratulations, Lucy.
Love Island producers say they will increase psychological supports for contestants after they leave the show, something Lancaster James says is needed.
People seem to think that just because you live in the public eye or you're on TV or you're in the movies, that somehow you've got this amazing life and you should be able to weather any criticism that comes your way because you've chosen a public life.
Toronto firefighter Kevin Wendt knows the risks of starring in reality TV all too well.
It's definitely something you're not prepared for.
Wendt appeared on Canada's Bachelorette and caught the attention of American producers who cast him in the hugely popular Bachelor franchise spinoffs.
Kevin is in the final stage of shooting.
But his newfound fame did pose challenges.
When you just read a few comments online that you're this and that, it can really ruin your day and it can really push you into a depression. And I found myself to be pretty depressed. I did seek help. I went to therapy twice a week for half a year or so after the first show I was on. And then you just slowly kind of rebuild yourself back.
Wendt says something positive did come out of his reality TV experience. Not only did he meet his future wife, he learned to put his mental health first.